It was. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father,
and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, now that you've all talked tonight, I'll go lay down and go back to bed. No, isn't this nice having this tonight? You know, because the thing is, when we hear people talk about their faith and what things mean to them, I think it helps all of us. You know, and the thing is, I found myself sitting here, and we all have problems that we deal with. And the thing is, we're not the only ones. But through Him is the answer, isn't it? You know, I was thinking, one of the things that struck me while this was going on, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son to die for us, that we might have everlasting life." Now think about that for a second. You know, we just sang, take a look at 110, the "What Child Is This?" And I want you to look at the first verse, and then we're going to look at the second verse. I get a kick out of that because, like Pat said, I'm winging it. Well, I'm winging it tonight, too. But I'm basing it on what I heard and what we did. So that's 110, isn't it? Okay. 110, first verse. "What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch her keeping? This is Christ the King, whose shepherd guard and angels sing. Haste, haste, to bring Him love, the babe, the Son of Mary." All right, that's the birth of Jesus, right? What's the second verse? "Why lie He in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding?" Okay, still dealing with the birth of Jesus. "Good Christians fear, for sinners hear." We're all sinners. "The silent word," He's pleading. "The silent word." I like that. "But nail, spear shall pierce Him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Joy, joy, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary." Folks, can we talk about the birth of Jesus without the cross? No, we can't. Because the two are so tied together. Dean brought up something in our Bible study here a couple weeks ago. That time for God is. All right, so what do I mean by that? There's no past, there's no present, there's no future. We always go as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, right? That's for us. For God, the past, the present, and the future are. There's no past, there's no present, there's no future. God knows all of it, all the time. So why did He send Jesus to us? How many rules did God give us? 10. Okay? And He thought, all right, these 10 are pretty good, right? All right, now here comes man. What do we do with it? Oh, that's not enough. We got to do it this way. 513 new laws. He gives us 10. We turn it into 513. Can you keep 513? No. Ain't no way. So what do we do? Well, if you don't keep the law perfectly, there's no salvation, as Dean said. Well, if that's the case, then we're all damned, right? Well, so what do we do? You know, one of the things that God does that I like is God can change His mind. Well, now, wait a second. I thought God was consistent. He is. But when He sees what men are doing, He can say, all right, enough. Is that what He did with Jesus? Is that what He did when He sent Jesus to die on that cross? What did Gene say about that? Who died on the cross? God. So when we look at that, not only did Jesus die up there, God died up there. And it's important. Because the first covenant, you know, we have some things that, in fact, the reading was 2 weeks ago, talked about the two covenants. First covenant, law. Second covenant, gospel. Are you saved by the law?
No.
You're saved by the gospel. And so without, the reason I do that, I'm looking back at Steve and Denise, they're going, oh, like this. You know, one of the things that I took an oath is to preach the proper distinction between law and gospel. Why? Because a law sermon does not save anybody. The gospel saves people. The good, what does gospel mean? Good news. So when we look at this, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. Think about that for a second. He sent his only begotten son. When did he send his only begotten son? At his nativity. Why? To die for us. Because you can't have the nativity without the cross. You can't have one. You can't have none. You can't have one without the other. You know, we take a look and we hear that kind of stuff, but it works really well for what we have here in the church, doesn't it? So whenever we think about the nativity, and I like this because, look at our tree. What's sneaking behind it? The cross. That's pretty good, isn't it? You know, I was thinking about that earlier tonight, and I thought, you know, what a great visual. Because the cross is peeking around the birth of Christ. So, my friends, tonight, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. For the last month, we've been celebrating the second coming of Jesus. And now we start the process to celebrate the death of Jesus. Because without one, there's not the other. And my friends, may this message of hope keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.